This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra continues his powerful series titled The Wisdom of the Serpent under the subtitle Frugality. Yesterday, he explained that to be wise as a serpent, you must be frugal with money. Today, he speaks about being frugal with our time and opportunities. Come along.
Number two, we must be frugal with time. Very important. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16, it says, be ye wise. It says, walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means perfectly or correctly. How do you work correctly? Verse 16, it says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. The word redeeming means buying back the time or making use of time. One thing that we should treasure is time. You should be frugal with your time. Why? Because every human being on the earth has 24 hours. There's nobody who has 72 hours. The richest man has 24 hours. The poorest man has 24 hours. So because time is limited, we must use our time wisely. In this story, this younger brother, when he was young, he did not use his time to work. He used his time to party. That's all that he did. There are many people across the world who have used their youth and their time just to party. Let me tell you something, time is short. When you are young, you feel that, oh, you have a lot of time. You don't. Before you blink your eye, you are 50. Before you blink your eye, you are 70. Before you blink your eye, you are in a church in a coffin. They are burying you. Time is short. So time itself has to be used frugally. Very, 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 very important. But in this story that I read to you about a prodigal son, his eldest brother stayed in the house. And do you know what the father said to him when he complained? In Luke 15, 29, he said to his dad, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments. And yet thou never givest me a kid that I may make merry. Then he said, but as soon as this thy son is come, who has devoured thy living with harlots. Don't use your time as a young man just chasing women around. It's not worth your effort. It's not worth your time. As a young lady, don't use your time and your beauty just moving around and using your beauty and whatever to collect money from rich people. You're just wasting your time. So he said, the other brother said, this guy has spent all the time following harlots. You know what the father said to him? He said, son, thou art ever with me. And that I have is thine. The younger brother who returned was going to return to be an employee of the bigger brother for the rest of his life. Let me tell you something. In life, every age and stage and what you can do, you cannot do everything at a particular time. That's why in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So everything, there is a time for it. When you have kids, spend time with them. A time is coming when you won't see them again. They will be grown. They will be gone. So a wise man is frugal with his time. When it's time to do something, you do it. And you also do it within a season. A season means you just don't waste the time. You do it within a certain period. Very important. So I want to urge you, let's be frugal with our time. Let's serve God with our time. Remember now thy Creator in thy youth. When the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. If you are young, it's the right time to serve the Lord. Because when you serve the Lord, you know, it prevents you from entering into many life altering and changing problems. It prevents you. It helps you. So if you want to really serve the Lord, best time is even when you are young, so that you don't mess up things. And now that you are older, you are trying to now adjust it. No, you've lost the time. So let's be frugal with our time. Let's do things in season. So this younger brother, he became a servant. Remember he said, I want to be a servant in my father's house. His wishes were granted. He became a servant for life. Reason is that he did not use the time well. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, it says, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor your favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. In other words, sometimes people win a race not because they are very swift, but it's because they use their time well. That's why. He said they took their time, they used their time very well. That's why sometimes people who are not supposed to win a race, they win a race. So you can have very intelligent people fail academically. Why? Because they never sit down to learn. Intelligent, but they never sit down to learn. Then somebody who's not that so intelligent, but uses the time well, seems now to be wiser than them. The difference is time. Intelligent, has the potential, but never sat down to study and to use the time. Amen. Number three, let's be frugal with opportunities. You know, this guy had a great opportunity. An opportunity to make it in life. Imagine that your father is a rich man and he gives you half of his money. How many people in this life will be given half of a rich man's money? It's a great opportunity. Very few people have opportunities like that. And in life, God grants us opportunities. But what you have to do is you have to be able to recognize opportunities. Not only recognize them, you must also take the opportunities. Very important. But there are some people, they waste opportunities. That's the difference between good strikers in football and bad strikers. When you have a good striker in football, the least opportunity the person can score, it can be 30% probability, but he will score. But somebody who's not a good striker, even with an empty pole, he will still fire above. And he needs about 10 opportunities before he can convert only one goal. To be a good striker in life, you must be able to convert just one single chance into a goal. One opportunity game, and you took it. I remember once we were playing the World Cup match, and the German coach said something years ago, which I'll never forget. He said, in every World Cup match, there are at least three opportunities to score. Three opportunities to score in every World Cup match, just three. And he said, if you miss those three, you cannot score a goal anymore. I said, wow. So this guy wasted his opportunities. All the money that he had, he could have used it, but he never used it. Because he was not frugal. Sometimes I see young ladies, beautiful, walking around. They have the opportunity to make a good choice. Choose somebody who is of a good character. Somebody who is serious. Somebody who is stable. Somebody who will be a good husband and a good wife. They don't take the opportunities. They rather go and take some rascal. Don't waste your opportunities. Sometimes the people who come along and don't look so glorious, they are the best people. And sometimes the people who look so flashy, you'll be surprised that as the years go by, they will just fade away. The wind will just blow them away. They won't survive. So God brings opportunities into our lives. And we must take it. Time and chance. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27, the Bible says, the slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In other words, two people went hunting. The one who is not frugal and wasteful, maybe he caught a little bird. He said, what is this little bird? When they look for chicken chopper, what little bird? He just threw the bird away. But there was this guy who caught this little sparrow. And he said, I don't mind. Although I couldn't get a chicken, I got a sparrow. I'll still grill the sparrow. I'll still make a sauce. And then I'll cook my whatever. And I'm going to eat it with my little sparrow. In other words, it doesn't matter how small the opportunity is. You will take it. And let me tell you something about opportunity. When opportunity comes, it doesn't knock on the door and say, I'm opportunity. Here I am. Take me. No, you have to discern it. Somebody said, I had a knock at my door. Knock, knock. I said, who are you? And he said, opportunity. Then I said, it can't be opportunity. He said, why? He said, opportunity knocks but once. In life, some of us may have more opportunities than others, but no one knows how many opportunities they will have. There are people who have an opportunity to marry only once. There are people who have 10 opportunities. There are people who have the ability to make it in life and have opportunity maybe 5 times, some 100, but some have only one opportunity. But the question is, no one knows whether it's one or two. That's why when you have an opportunity, you should not waste it. Treat it like it's the last opportunity. And let me give you some counsel about opportunity. Anytime an opportunity is given to you, it will be inconvenient. It will be unsuitable. You will not be prepared for it. 90% of the time, when an opportunity comes, you will not be prepared for it. That's why people miss the opportunities. When an opportunity comes, my brother, my sister, it's not based on your convenience. It's not based on your timing. Whatever you have to do to take it, do it. It's an opportunity to serve God. Sometimes we're in a church. It's an opportunity to serve God. Take the opportunity. Because a time is coming, you may be sick. You may not be able to serve God anymore. A time is coming, the job you are doing may not give you that opportunity to serve God as much as you wanted to. But whatever opportunity that you have, take it. It's an opportunity.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that to be wise as a serpent, we must not waste time and opportunities. Join us same time tomorrow for a continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear Pastor, delivered from spiritual marriage. Wow. I was having a problem with spiritual marriage, and I'm now free. I used to have dreams where I will be having sex with people and things like that. Glory be to God. God has delivered me through you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Greatness.
The more you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money. Takes the blessing of the Lord to be great.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakrabe Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabe.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabe.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.